Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So here are assignments from the weekend. So on Friday, do your daily practice. It's time to celebrate. How are you going to do that? Alone, with a partner, with a friend, with a crowd, with a party. Have that celebration. On Saturday, do your daily practice. Take some time to make a recording that captures what you've learned from working with this month's content focus. Perhaps start a folder that allows easy access for review. And then we had a new focus, and so our assignment was read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer from this particular content. Jot that down. Example. Perhaps you suffer because you feel you should get involved in your community somehow, but you don't. You find yourself not signing up for some of the community activities offered at your workplace, and the focus was relating to the world. So it's such a lovely cusp, right, Sherry, because we get to hear all of the insights that people have had from the previous focus and what it is that they're choosing for their next focus.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Here they are.
Here they go. Scholar, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Scholar?
Oh, dear.
You're now live on the air.
Hi, it's Renee. Sorry, I had it muted. Hello.
Well, that's being a good citizen, right? And there we are. What are you saying,
to
Renee?
Make sure I was muted.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say that I'm not completely prepared to talk about the last period of time focus, but I was looking at the new focus some, and I was just, it's so, like, I could take all of them that were listed and probably have something in each category that, you know, I could work with. But there was something coming up about, you know, how I don't let myself do what the heart wants or something like that. Like, you know, when I read the first excerpt about from Alan Watts about we're part of the universe, and it feels like sometimes I'm separating myself from being part of the universe. And with
you are being separated.
Yes.
There's a conversation that's going on in your head that is getting you to look somewhere other than at uppercase here.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just really important, because otherwise part of that separating is, and it's your fault, Renee. I mean, you could be, you know, you could be doing it differently, but you're not.
That's exactly what it is. Actually, that's what it is. It's like it is my fault, and I'm not doing something that is part of the universe or something like that.
Yep. That's its bottom line technique, right? Get you distracted. Yeah. It distracts us, and then it blames us for not being present to life. And of course, the reason we weren't present is because it was distracting us. So it's that heads you lose, tails you lose, right? You don't get to be present, not just you, obviously, it's all of us, right?
Right.
We don't get
to
be present, and then we get blamed for missing out on life. We get accused of being the wrong person because, of course, we're in relationship with it instead of life. Which is true, but it's not us. It's it.
Right, exactly. So I'm so glad to see that about this particular, whatever the subject is. Not sure, but.
Well, it kind of doesn't matter, right? Because whatever the subject is, it's going to be doing the same thing to us.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and it's sort of, regret is one of those things that I really kind of don't, I think it's just all conditioning is regret, you know, because It kind of reminds me of that, like, oh, you had all this time and you didn't do all these things. Like, it's your fault or something, which it isn't because you get talked out of it.
Exactly. That's what it's, that's the number it's running all the time. So it distracts you, and then you do whatever it told you to do, right, which was going to make you the right person. And then when it's over, it says, see what you did? You just wasted your time. You could have been blah, 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 but you didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. You just said everything that describes the complete conversation that goes on. Yes. And being the right person is the main thing to do. Right.
And the fun part about this, Renee, is that if somebody outside of us can say exactly what's going on inside our head, we know it's not personal.
Right. That's right.
I find that comforting.
It is comforting. I'm very excited right now. I don't really know why, but I am.
Well, because you're living in the opening, because conditioning has fallen away, right? And you're here, and you're seeing how it really is, and you're realizing the possibility of always choosing this and living here. What if there's nothing wrong with you? Where you're a really good person, and the sin and crime you're committing is listening to somebody that you have been brainwashed to listen to your entire life tell you what to do to be the right good person, sincerely, open-heartedly, wholeheartedly doing that, and then being beaten up because it was a scam.
Right. Wow. Incredible. Yep.
It is. It's so exciting.
It is exciting, and I'm going to listen to everything on this call. Yep.
Good.
I'll record it on my recorder, and then,
stay
in touch. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Renee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
Go happy.
What I heard in that, right, Cherry, is a very universal process of separation. And I think that that's the opportunity in this focus to really look at it, because relating to the world is a big subject. And we relate to our world in so many ways. And that process of separation that you were talking about with Renee is the core process that causes suffering in our engagement with our life, whatever dimension of exploration we choose.
Yes, exactly so. And the, again, you know, point that I like to make as often as I can, this is something only good people suffer with.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there were anything called bad people, the thing we could know is they're not worried about being a good, right person.
Mm.
So it's the good people, right, who are beaten up for falling for this scam about how to be a good person.
Mm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Kim from Vashon calling. Hello? Hello.
Kim, you're I can hear you. I might have lost Cherry. Hang on a second.
Okay, thank you.
I think I lost Cherry.
Stand no, okay. Here I am.
Oh,
here
yay.
I am.
There you are.
yes, I not surprisingly was muted. Okay. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Super happy to be here, and I was just saying in my head after that last call, separation, because the focus for this month, conditioning was overwhelmed when it came in, because there are a lot of choices, a lot of different places to go.
Conditioning being overwhelmed is a really good place to be, as long as you realize you're watching it be overwhelmed, which is the proof that you need
that you are awareness and not conditioning.
Yes. And yes, thank you. That's helpful. And so what's been in my mind lately is the climate and climate change with every, you know, relating to the world that is suffering, the earth that is suffering. And mm-hmm. I think there was a branch there, as it were, where I could use climate change somehow as a focus.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to get involved. And, you know, my son says, well, you're a boomer. You can't get involved. You're the one causing the problem. And, you know, there are a lot of different angles.
Well, Kim, please don't fall for that. Because, you know, what that's like is what we were just talking about with Renee. It's conditioning, blaming, and using the same process that in that blaming that it's going to use. So there's your son saying, you can't be involved because you caused the problem, which, I'm sorry, is just downright silly. And what he's falling for is the same process that we were just talking about, right? So he's listening to a conversation in his head about what's going on and how this is and whose fault it is and who's wrong and what needs to change. And that process is what we got, is what got us here in the first place.
Right. And, you know,
Did you go with me on all that?
I totally did, and he's a young person, and so it's not him. It's conditioning. It's, you know, it's
right. Oh, egocentric
karmic conditioning self-hate that is coming through him. And so, you know, I didn't react to him, but in the same way, you know, it does it to me. Well, you can't participate, not because I'm a boomer, but because conditioning is keeping me from finding any kind of avenue.
That's right. And in fact, when we get out of conditioned mind, with something like climate change, there are at least 10,000 ways that we can participate every single day of our lives, all day long. One of my favorite I was on a little while back was the Wipe Right movement, WIPERIGHT, right, where you commit to using 100% recycled toilet tissue and as little of it as possible, right, to save old growth forests. So, who spends all the money? Right? So being a boomer and having access to culture the way young people don't tend to, we can make a lot of good choices for the planet. And we have probably more disposable income to support the causes that are working towards saving our planet.
Yes. So that's where I'm going, or I'm starting to look right now for this month, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, and Kim, as you find things, pass them along. You know, I'm so excited about that Wipe Right thing. You know, if we all let one another know about the things that people are doing to make a difference, then we look and see, do I have the energy for that? Do I have some extra bucks for that? Would I like to volunteer there? You know, we'll find our way. And there's something for everybody. You know, we don't all have to do everything, but there's something for all of us.
Well, I liked what you were also on the jag of using handkerchiefs instead of, you know,
absolutely
using cloth handkerchiefs.
Tissues.
Right, instead of, instead of tissues, right. So
that's right.
I'm a music teacher, and I'm trying to figure out a way to use less paper with music, and there's a lot of ways that kids can just go online and you don't have to download or print out anything. So,
Thank you so much. There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
And you just say, I love you. I love you, darling. You're so wrong. And I love you so much. Something like that.
okay. I'll tell him that Sherry said so.
That's right. He can talk to me if he's confused about what his mother is able to do.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye-bye.
There are two things I saw on a process level, right, Sherry, which I'm hoping this content focus brings out. One is that how are we talked into separation or how is separation maintained by creating blame, right? If there's a way in which you, in other words, we have a problem, first of all, and then who is to blame for the problem? And that's the focus of the attention about what's wrong rather than what we can do. And that notion that no matter what we do, it's way too small for the problem that we've created stops us from engaging in the many ways that we can engage and acknowledging the ways in which we do engage. It is so classically a way of getting the focus in the into the dark room, right?
Yeah.
It's too big for you to solve, and what you do in using a box of hankies instead of Kleenex is not going to save the forest in Canada. But it's just that if everybody
did it, would.
Yeah.
That's classic. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, just briefly, it's the joke about pacifists. You know, somebody says to a pacifist, well, what if a war was called and nobody showed up?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the point. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, or the starfish, that it makes the difference to the starfish you throw back into the sea, or even more so, which to me is so important. It saves me. It saves, it's that beautiful story about a guy who's walking past the mall in Washington, and I think it was during the Civil Rights or Vietnam War, and there was one guy holding a candle, a single candlelight vigil. And he says, what are you doing? You're not going to make a difference. And he said, well, it puts me in the place I want to live because I don't want to be indifferent. If I'm not holding the candle, I'm actually letting something happen. It saves me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. God, what a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we hold hands with those folks. And it says it'll be a growing movement, which it is. Obviously, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Emily from Seattle.
Hello, Emily.
Hi. So I feel really excited about these last two session focuses. I feel like I've really started to catch on to this, like how I'm really making a change for good really happened with, I really started to see it happen with, like, I got how I'm, like, the things that I want to do, and then focusing on those and realizing that, or knowing how to support the person to do those things and not pay attention to the things that whatever stops me from, talks me out of doing it and all of that.
That's huge, isn't it?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Oh, it's everything. Because what you're seeing is, it's the same process everywhere. I don't need to solve this about money and relationship and sexuality and play and, I don't need to solve this on a content level, right? I'm seeing it on a process level. Oh, my God, it's the same thing. It's the same thing controlling me everywhere.
Yeah, I'd actually like to go back and redo that again because there was something about the very kind of thing about food and fitness, which was really, I don't know, like the physical care or physical self-care or things that I could do. And and it seemed like things I always wanted to do. And it was just something very concrete to practice with.
And, yes. And here's the thing, Emily. Ashwini has something in mind for us for next year. That I'm certainly not going to mention now, but she does have something in mind. And probably it'll be the same process that we did last time, where this year-long retreat ends, and then there's a little gap till the next one starts, and that would be a fabulous way to continue the practice during that gap, right? You just go back and look at the things that you know you want to put fresh eyes on, based on what you have seen now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's good. That's good.
What did you say?
It was your idea. I was just reflecting.
Oh.
I just didn't want to take credit for your idea because it's a really good one.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just got really excited about fitness, and I want to keep doing that. The thing I picked for it that I was suffering over would just seem like it fell away right away, and I just became really easy to just do the things that I wanted to do, and it's been really, really fun.
And you don't want to lose that, right?
I don't want to lose that insight.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm hoping that you are recording just absolutely nonstop everything that you see about that, because what you're attempting to do is maintain an orientation, a clarity, right? Yeah, and we know egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is just in a lather to get you distracted and forget about what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, and I watched some of that process, like, of having almost like this honeymoon period of it, like, oh, this is so fun, and recording after I did went swimming or something, and then sort of seeing now how it's like the process of, okay, it's finding something wrong with, now that I've been going or to some classes a few times, it's kind of like starting to, okay, what don't I like about this?
God, that's it, Emily. That is so it.
Yeah.
It is a non-stop system of finding something wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is so big. And so it's, that's my obsession with, well, what do I love best about this? And also saying to Emily on a regular basis, okay, well, fitness. We love fitness. What do you want? What feels good now? What do you want to do now?
And it doesn't have
and not
to be
let
perfect.
Conditioning. That's right. Not let conditioning get into a dither session about, well, I don't know because I did, blah, blah, blah. She'll know. She'll say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go happy.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. I will. Okay. Bye bye.
Thanks, Emily. Sherry, I think we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jeff from Ohio.
Hello, Jeff. What are you seeing?
A couple things. First of all, I think I seem to cling. Well, the Gandhi quote about taking care of yourself and the universe will take care of itself. I think just because it's been so true for me that. As I do that, so many things open up. I mean, it's like a different world. I mean, obviously, literally a different world.
Yes.
And that you know, and that I look and, you know, and I do and I will do things. You know, the other stuff is going to flow out because when I deal with the personal stuff, I mean, my desires are just dropping. So
yes,
I've got
yes
right.
And
I've got time and
reopening, doesn't it? That's,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah.
What? How, so I feel great. What would I like to help? What would I?
Yeah.
What would I like to put this energy toward? Yeah.
Do yeah.
you want
yeah.
everybody to feel as good as you feel?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. And the opposite side as well, because it's I'm in a very much of a transition period, or at least a lot of things have changed recently. And it's like if I get in that place, I'm not going to do anything. You know, there's a place of being mm-hmm. down and, you know, not, I would say, yeah, paralyzed. And, you know, just to see that and that I'm, you know, no good to anybody, including myself.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeff, I know you're a family guy. So I know you relate to this. So I remember being a young parent and having the flu, and my daughter and husband had the flu at the same time. And it was truly nightmarish because, you know,
yeah.
you're so sick. Just so sick,
yeah.
you think, oh my God, I can't walk a step. And yet there's this little person there who's just as sick as you are and completely helpless, right? And you're the only one who can show up. And so you show
yeah.
up. And that's
yeah.
when we have that kind of, you know, the every child is my child. Everything in the universe is my child. Then that desire to show up, to be there for, to take care of, it just wells up inside us, and it feels magnificent.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And that's, yes, I mean, like I said, the spirit, the stuff that comes out of me when I take care of myself and I'm centered, it just always surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
because it's not who we think we are. It's not who we've
yeah.
been told we are. Right, and
yeah.
you get that little glimpse of that's authentic nature. Wow,
yeah.
I want more of that.
Yeah, and the other thing I got a minute at the getting on this call. I mean, with the new, you know, it was so interesting watching that because I was pretty relaxed and centered and felt okay, and then I put myself in the queue and it just started building on me. You know, the voice said, you need to say something brilliant. You need to say something brilliant. You need to figure out. And it's like, oh, my
yeah.
gosh. I mean, I was about to take myself out of the queue because
yeah.
I could just feel myself shrinking down into that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah. just hang in there. And
that's right. And because what you've really got to do is let him show up and be who he authentically is. And
yeah.
that voice
yeah.
is trying to stop us from that with everything it's got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, good for
sure.
you staying yep. in the queue.
There we go.
All right. All
right.
Thanks, Jeff. Take
Thank
good
you.
Care. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Thanks, Jeff. And I'm sorry, that conversation just brought another universal process into focus, which is that in addition to saying that we don't, that we can't engage in our lives, the denial is about who we are, that we are a part of the
mm-hmm.
universe exactly as we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the contribution
mm-hmm.
we make is inherently who we are. It's
yes.
only when we're separate from ourselves or, you know, identified with the separation that we're not who we are and cause
yeah.
all of those
trouble.
Trouble, right?
Yeah, for ourselves and everybody
show
else.
Show up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Ashwini,
yeah.
you're blipping out. Try that.
I said
again.
To show
Just
up.
That last sentence.
To show up and acknowledge our existence as we are, is the greatest participation and engagement in life. I think we were talking about this yesterday, about how what this practice assists us to do is to drop what is not authentic, but allow us to discover who we are authentically as ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That little flower that life has produced, mm-hmm. that life has mm-hmm. manifested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here's our assignment. Answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue, RL? Note, the obvious answer is I don't want to suffer. So we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer.
It just kind of boggles the mind that as soon as we change the focus, those questions, those same questions are brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something in that. Yeah. I think there's something for us to learn in that. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
So happy.
See you soon.